Our sermon text this morning comes from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cried to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. It's no use. You can't fall back asleep. You've tried. You've counted all the sheep that you can imagine. You've tossed and turned yourself and your pillow, just trying to get comfortable, just trying to find the right spot, just trying to empty your mind. But it just keeps filling with that white noise of the past day's events and the future day's problems, only accentuating the ticking of the clock and your inability to rest. I've been there, and I bet you have too. Wide awake in the middle of the night with no other recourse than to just stare at the darkness, longing for the day to come. Longing for the moment when you can get up and go about with your life. Those are long nights, let me tell you, long nights. And I don't know about you, but I can still remember what that longing feels like. It's a tightness. Right around here. And it's not necessarily painful, but it's persistent. Almost like your heart is longing in quiet desperation for the end of a never-ending moment. If you've been in a moment like that, you know what I'm talking about. It's a dark place. And when you're in the middle of that darkness, sometimes it's hard to imagine what it's like to not be in that darkness. It's in the darkness of night. It's hard to imagine the morning. In the darkness of winter, it's hard to imagine summer. And in the darkness of despair, it's hard to imagine hope. The picture that God gives us for this desperate longing is one of a watchman on the wall. In ancient times, the city guards would usually sleep during the night, save for a few people who were left on the outer wall of the city, whose sole job was to stare into the darkness and warn the people inside of any threat that came outside. Talk about long nights. Talk about a lot of pressure. The safety of the people completely depended on their ability to see what was in the darkness, but there was no telling what was lurking out there. There was no telling what was just out of sight. Our tossing and turning in our sleepless nights can't begin to compare to the cold and tired watchman that just longs for the dawn, longs for a glimpse of light on the horizon. Because with the light comes safety, comes relief, comes hope. As Christians in this dark world, we too have been called to be watchmen. And this has been a very long and cold night. In the backs of our minds, we know what's coming. We know the light that brings life to all mankind is coming into the world. We know that the Son is coming. The Son of God is coming. And when he comes, he will light up the sky and put the sun to shame. But right now, as we sit in the darkness of this world, as we stare out into the darkness, what's before our eyes sometimes makes believing that promise a difficult reality to believe. Because if you dare to peer into the darkness long enough, what you will see will chill you right down to the bone. Lurking in night's shadows are unimaginable horrors. unexplained cancers, unexplained actions or reactions, unexplained hurts and griefs and depressions, and those terrors take their toll. And though we might try to convince ourselves with the old adage we heard as kids, it's just the wind, nothing to worry about, these terrors are very real. Sometimes seemingly more real than God's promises. Because in the darkness of the unknown, it's hard to imagine trust. In the darkness of sickness, it's hard to imagine healing. In the darkness of sin, it's hard to imagine salvation. And generations of watchmen have came before us since this night began. And they too watched with confidence, convinced that dawn was right around the corner, and yet they have come and gone, and we're still here. The darkness goes on and on, getting deeper and deeper every day. At what point do we give up? At what point do we stop watching? At what point do we convince ourselves that the darkness is our true reality, that this night is never going to end, and that we are never going to escape this moment? Have you stopped? Have you stopped caring? Have you stopped watching the horizon for the glimpse of dawn and contented yourself to live in the darkness? Have you stopped going to a God who never seems to come to you? Have you climbed down from your wall, went to your place of warmth and comfort that you have prepared for yourself, and do all you can to muster some light in this dark world? If you have, I completely understand. Being a watchman is hard. Those are long and cold nights. But I wouldn't be doing my job as a fellow watchman if I just let you go. I wouldn't be doing my job as your fellow watchman if I didn't call down to you as you climbed down your ladder and reminded you that night is darkest just before dawn. That even if you go and try to make a place for yourself that's comfortable and warm, that if you try to get a little life in your light, and a little light in your life by what you do, you're never going to escape the darkness. I wouldn't be doing my job as your fellow watchman if I didn't remind you that the only way we are going to endure the darkness is by reminding each other over and over again what the dawn is like. Because even though it's so easy to forget what dawn is like, in the middle of the darkness, we have seen the dawn before. Because the first dawn came at the dawning of the world, when the word of God resounded in the blackness of the expanse, speaking into being everything that lives and moves and has their being. Each of those 6 days was crowned and marked by the dawning of a perfect and glorious light that shone on all creation, declaring it very good. But it wouldn't take long until darkness would fall. And this darkness was deeper than even that of the expanse itself. This darkness was like a sinful shroud that covered all the people. And yet, in response to that sinful shroud, the voice that first proclaimed, "Let there be light," spoke again, promising that one day the darkness would break, promising that one day that he himself would arrive and made creation very good once more. Thousands of years would pass after that promise, until one fateful night, a light would appear, flickering in the darkness. It was small. It looked feeble, insignificant, as if it could be snuffed out at any moment. But as time went on, that light grew and grew and began to shine its light on everyone that surrounded him, until they too began to shine. But then one day it just stopped. The light was gone. For 3 days it seemed that the darkness would be complete. For 3 days it seemed like darkness had won. For 3 days it seemed like the words of God spoken on creation's darkest day had failed. But no promise of God ever fails. No, on the morning of the third day, creation experienced its second dawn. In the wake of the rising sun, the darkness of death and damnation were dissipated in the rays of resurrection and redemption. The people who sat in darkness saw a new light, a glorious light, not one feeble flickering flame, but one that shone with all the power and majesty and glory and love and mercy of God. This is the light that now dwells in our hearts to this very day. This is the light that fills us with hope and joy. This light, once small, once feeble, now grand and glorious, is Jesus. The God who decided that coming down to this dark world was worth it because of you. Your God who hears you cry from the deepest depths of darkness, the one who comes to you no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, and washes your sins clean away. Watchmen, you have hope, because the hope of the watchman is as certain as the history of the resurrection. And though it might be hard to remember what day is like in the middle of night, the sun always rises. And even though it might be hard to imagine what salvation is like in the middle of the sinful world, the sun has risen. The dawn that breaks the darkness is coming. So climb back up your ladder. Take my hand and join me on the wall. We have watching to do. Let's get ready, because our joy can arrive at any moment. For we as watchmen not only have the responsibility of warning those in the city of the dangers that are outside, but we have the even greater responsibility and joy of ushering in the light. And while it is true that we can't hasten the dawn's coming by our waiting and watching, our diligent waiting and watching does create in us an even greater joy. You know how it goes. You only appreciate something when you have to wait for it. When you don't have to wait for it, it comes and goes like that. But when you have to go through the pain of waiting, and yes, waiting is painful, the joy that comes after the pain outshines everything that came before it. It makes it worth it. What is coming will come, and those who dread its arrival will only welcome it with anger and frustration and sorrow. However, for the watchmen who stand on the wall, who stare at the horizon, just longing for the day to come, that day will be one of joy, and we will welcome it gladly, because we know what's coming. Jesus is coming. So let's follow the psalmist's words. Let's put our hope in the Lord together. The night of darkness is long, and the wait is difficult, but both are bearable when we're together. Because you don't stand on this wall alone. We're right here. Right here to remind you that dawn is coming. Jesus is coming, and while it is true that this church has two men who are paid full time to proclaim on the wall as loudly as possible, there is just something special when the rest of the watchmen cry out too. Yeah, it's great when gospel comes from the pastors, but there's more than just pastors on this wall. There's you. And frankly, why would they listen to me when they'd listen to you? We're here together, no greater, no less, with the same message for the people who are behind us, the same message that comes from the joy of looking ahead of us. The dawn is coming. Encourage each other as you stand on this wall. Call to your fellow watchmen and let them know that you're still here. You still have hope. You're not just sharing their space, but you are sharing their beliefs, their confidence, their joy. The night is almost over. The day is almost here. And it's true. Night is darkest just before dawn, but even the deepest darkness is bearable when we stand together side by side, encouraged by the promise of the dawn that breaks the darkness. So Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love. With the Lord is full redemption. With him is forgiveness and salvation. Watchmen, wait for the Lord and rejoice, for here comes the sun. Amen.